531.
At 3, Malo Lavale Soifo Malelangi Mama, I'm Nemai Fodango. Police have arrested and charged a man as part of an investigation into allegations of fraud at an Auckland hospital. A 30-year-old man has been charged with forgery and is expected to appear in the Monaco District Court today. Earlier this month, police say they were investigating concerns. A man who saw patients at Middlemore Hospital used fake documentation to get the job. The Ministry of Health says 16 more people have died with COVID-19. It brings the total number of deaths in New Zealand from COVID-19 to just over 1,800. There are 4,540 new community cases of COVID-19 as the 7-day rolling average of new cases continues to fall. Foreign Affairs Minister Nana Yamahuta has wrapped up her first official visit to Niue. She made a further funding commitment to help Niue meet its climate change priorities. Political reporter Elijah Fa'afu has more.
An investment of $500,000 from New Zealand's International Climate Finance Commitment will complete design and planning for Niue's renewable energy projects. Niue has a target of 80% renewable generation. Nanaia Mahuta met with Niue Premier Dalton Tangalangi and was the first outside speaker to address Niue's Legislative Assembly, the Whale Whono 2. The Foreign Affairs Minister also opened new refurbished buildings at Niue High School and met with Niue's health workers, commending them for their COVID-19 response. Mahuta is due to arrive in Tonga today.
Having more Pasifika in the education system will help grow cultural understanding in schools. This is part of the Ministry of Education's response at the Abuse in Care Inquiry, where Crown agencies must answer for their role in the mistreatment of children in state care. Ministry of Education Chief Executive and Secretary of Education, Iona Halstead, says they're exploring ways to add more diversity to the education workforce.
We have an insufficient number of Pacific teachers, support staff, specialist staff, as we do Māori staff. And recruiting and retaining those people is a huge and ongoing challenge. We have sought to do that through the use of scholarships and other ways of providing access.
There'll be an increase in the number of funded clinical psychology internships from 28 to 44, allowing for more Pasifika to enter the mental health sector. Interns will also get an increase in pay while on placement to nearly $60,000 a year. Health Minister Andrew Little says this will help meet demand.
It's an area where we are running very short. We need more Māori and Pacific in our mental health services. Māori and Pacific are disproportionate consumers of mental health services, if you put it that way. More people from their communities actually being service providers to deal with that cultural safety aspect that goes with these sorts of services.
Finally, a New Zealand naval vessel has left for Fiji to begin monitoring operations for illegal, unregulated and unreported fishing in the Pacific. A crew of 60 with fisheries officers from New Zealand, Fiji and Vanuatu will take part in the operation, which will have support from the Royal New Zealand Air Force. That's PMN News at 3. For more Pacific news and sport, go to pmnnews.co.nz.